welcome to a new episode of Subscribe, and it has taken almost 2 years for a new episode of Subscribe to come out because of 100,000 things that I rather don't talk about. I'm back. Actually, we're back. This is Dan Rosanova. Dan Rosanova is the fearless leader, my partner in crime on messaging, Azure messaging, and we own Service Bus, Qs and Topics, the Relay, Event Hubs. And we're working very closely with the IoT team to deliver the Azure IoT team to deliver the IoT capabilities in Azure, building kind of foundational services that the IoT platform is delivering on. But we're doing a lot more, and we're helping in a much broader sense than just IoT, but we're doing a lot of work for and a lot of traffic. And there's, in terms of traffic, we have hit a milestone in June that is pretty significant. Certainly, me being having been on the Service Bus team being so long, what is that number?
1 trillion.
1 trillion is a very, very, very big number. It's a 1,000 billion. It's a trillion with a T.
Big T.
Big T. And so we're exceeding those trillions, and something that we can, so how much is that per day?
Per day, it's averaging over 30 billion. Actually, the 24-hour total average is 375,000 a second. We actually do have a lot of variability in that time, mm-hmm. though, so we get a lot more at some times and a lot less at others. You know, we go down a bit at the weekends. A lot of it's sort of yes. Log processing type stuff, so during the week when it's hotter. And yesterday, we actually, you know, broke. We just bumped right up to 60 billion for the day. So,
yes. So it's, when we say a trillion, then that's a trillion for the month. How that translates into something that everybody can, all developers or everybody in IT can think about is probably just total data volume that goes in. So how's that?
Yeah, over that same 30 days, that data volume was 6.2 petabytes of data. So it's piling up.
Yeah, it's
terabytes at a time.
150 terabytes per day, over 150 terabytes per day that are flowing in through Event Hubs. I mean, Event Hubs is a capability that in the context here in Subscribe, I think I did one presentation on, so we'll talk about that much, much more. And we'll talk about things that have coming up quite imminently on Service Bus. So one of the things is the new SDK.
Yeah, we have our 3.0 SDK in preview right now. It will probably be out by the time this video gets up, if not.
That video gets up very quickly.
Oh, okay, so then maybe a week later. And it improves a lot of things in our SDK, embraces a lot of the more modern features of .NET 4, 5 and above, so async,
yeah,
cancellation tokens, things like that.
So it's this is the first time where we have... The Service Bus SDK has been a straight evolution, more or less. Even as we went from 1.x to 2.x, we have not introduced a lot of breaking changes. What we're now doing is, for the first time since we initially shipped in 2009, really. That's like the stable version came out in November 2009, and it kind of since then we haven't changed much. We're going to do one radical cleanup pass, which is we're going to move completely to async. So the async await model in C#. So we're specifically talking about our .NET SDK here, to be precise. And all the begin and end old as an async programming model stuff that's going away. So this is specifically for the latest revisions of the .NET framework. And of course, the old 2.x version is going to stick around. So it's still going to be there on NuGet if you depend on it, but that's the new version that's kind of a bit cleaned up because people had issues finding the right methods because it was all littered, the beginnings and the ends, and it makes it a little unwieldy. And since everybody is moved to async await?
They should be if they're not. I mean, it's hard to do that kind of programming yourself.
Yeah, we now have that cleaned up, and so that's going to come out in a few weeks.
Yep.
You can use it, you don't have to use it.
Yes.
As with all the other things that we have, which we will cover in the next coming weeks and months. We have a CSDK for Event Hubs that's brand new, and that's built on Proton. We'll talk more about AMQP, because that's the foundational protocol that we all use, and really what we haven't done enough of is to explain AMQP in the context not only of the broker that we have, but also in other contexts. It's usable as a peer-to-peer capability. It's usable with other brokers. You can use actually clients which are built for other brokers across. So we're going to talk about cross-platform use of the AMQP protocol specifically. We're going to talk about some other protocols as well, we'll introduce reintroduce Service Bus with new content. I have done the last deep dive on my video blog, so here, probably 3 years ago, and we've done a lot of work since then and haven't really talked about those things. Like, there's no capabilities in like WebSocket support underneath, and we have a lot of little tiny features that we added which have not been in the original overview, which was the epos of 2 hours of one talk. So we'll chop this up, and Dan and I are going to do, so we're now together here in Redmond. Obviously, I work over in Germany most of the time. So we're going to do some of those things through Skype, and we'll be discussing those features. So that's the stuff that's kind of coming up. So there's going to be more Service Bus and more scenarios and more AMQP. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, actually, a lot of our usage is driven by our first-party customers, which means other services in Microsoft, particularly in Azure. So App Insights is a big user of ours, good partner, great people to work with.
What does App Insights do?
It is a telemetry platform for instrumenting your entire application. It's actually quite slick. Yeah, so it'll give you good visualizations, good graphs, good long-term analysis of how your application is performing. Very good service. Can turn it on for almost any Azure feature, Azure service, and implement your own code. Another big one is Office. Office does their own telemetry through Event Hubs.
So they do the backplane.
Yeah, so they're already our biggest customer, actually. They came out of nowhere, too. They just one day started using us without. They figured it out on their own. Shows we have pretty good service to do this, and came up with a ton of traffic.
Great.
And then we have Halo as well as a customer, so talk more about them in the future.
Yeah, we can't talk about them yet. Well, we can talk about the fact that, and we have a video about this in the archives, on how we helped Halo survive the first day when Halo 4 came out, and I hear they're making a new game, but we can't talk about the new game, so we'll talk about that when potentially maybe... We'll talk about that. There's another user of Event Hubs that's going to come online also is our own data center infrastructure. So the data center infrastructure, not the PCs, but actually the water and the climate control and like, you know, making the facilities work, all that stuff is also going to flow through Event Hubs. So it's becoming the standard pipe for ingestion pump for basically everything that's going on around the company and the services, and obviously you can use that too for those purposes. And we have a lot of customers, external customers now, that have been taking dependency on Event Hubs for a broad range of scenarios, many IoT-like, but others for any kind of logging purpose that you can find inside the data center, but also data coming from outside where that scale of Event Hubs helps. Thank you for tuning in this time. Again, this is the first episode, and there are very many more to come. I'm pretty excited I get to do this again, and hope Dan is too. I'm kind of dragging him into this. And see you next time.